bumming with Bob. Let's have a few brews. We'll have some fun with the bum wine crew. So kick your feet up and grab you a beer. 'Cause damn, man, I'm glad that you're here.
Right, all right, all right. This is Bum Wine Bob. Welcome to an all new edition of Bum with Bobcat on Premier Podcast Network and on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. The madness is in season. March Madness is on your TV screens, but also here on your Twitter feeds, your Instagram feeds, Facebook, wherever you find it. You can find the 2024 Bum Wine Bob Battle of the Booze Tournament, and the action has been hot and heavy so far, as we have already got two rounds in the books, and we are going to be previewing the Sour 16 this week on Bum with Bobcat. But joining me is, as I said last time, the Bracket Buster himself, our good pal Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse, man, how you doing?
Man, really, it's the bracket snuck up on me, and I actually missed the second round.
Oh, what? It's hot and heavy action here, man. You got to keep you snooze, you lose, man. Those people have been saying, they're like, oh, I want this to advance, I want that one to advance. I'm like, hey, share it, tell your friends. Get out there. It's limited time. Usually the polls are open for a couple days for each round, and you got to make sure you catch up. You miss it, and next thing you know, you look at the bracket, you're like, man, what the hell? My favorites are gone. And hey, sorry, man. Better luck next year. Right. Hopefully they'll make it then.
Like last year's bracket, there was kind of a push out there for which one was it? Was it the Pabst?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it might have been. Yeah. Somebody was out there on Twitter last year, really pushing, trying to bring it back, and they made a big jump in a couple hours.
Yeah, people get out there. I've gotten a lot of people hitting in the DMs saying, "Hey, man, the bracket's fire this year." A lot of compliments on it. People seeing their favorites, and they're like, "Hey, man, The night train's got to make it, or vote MD 2020. It's great to see people getting out there and having fun with it. It's just something we do every year. It's just, like I said, it's fun. It's fun to go through and do it and put it out there to see people vote for all this stuff that they've enjoyed in their lifetime. Even if you can't find them anymore, they still live on in the Battle of the Booze tournament there. And I see you have your fancy Four Loko lanyard koozie there. It's already locked and loaded. It's great. I mean, it's perfect to hands-free drinking at its finest there.
The length and everything just to fit. Just the amount of travel I need.
It's trial and error. That's what we do here. When we're setting up here for the podcast, we say it's trial and error when it comes to just how everything looks and how we're recording. You know, we're only about 12 or 13 episodes, I think, into the video podcast form. So we're still getting used to it, working out the kinks with everything. We're still trying to spread the good word out there, and you know, subscribe to the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. You know, just search Bum Wine Bob right there. You'll see the Bobcat there pop up. Just smash that subscribe button and join us for the fun. It's free. Tell your friends.
It's free. Good way to spend about an hour or so. Tell your friends.
Yeah, an hour or so of that, or I try to cut up a few clips from each episode every week into a shorter, because we know how people's attention spans are these days. And if you can't sit here for an hour or so, maybe you can sit there for a minute and watch a clip of it and then see that and go from there and say, oh, hey, cool. Let me click the link to the video and then watch the whole thing. And if you don't want to sit there and watch it, it's always available on your favorite podcast apps. Bone with Bobcat, just search for it. Apple, Spotify, every Amazon, any podcast app out there, you can search and find it there and listen at your leisure, driving, hanging out. You know, we're getting close to summertime poolside season. You floating around the pool having some drinks. Let Bumwine Bob and the crew help you out there. But before we get into the updated bracket and everything else we have on tap this week, we need to have some drinks.
Absolutely.
Roadhouse is ready. I see his hands sitting there on top of the He said, you got your Four Loko koozie there, but what do you have? What are you hiding in there this week?
I've got a tall of Miller High Life in this one.
Okay. So Miller High Life there, and I am cracking open this week a beverage that sadly did not advance in the Battle of the Booze tournament. That is the Country Club malt liquor, or as they're calling it here, a sweet lager. So
yeah,
I'm going to crack open this bad boy here as it's starting to foam a little bit there.
Yeah, it's normal.
It doesn't like me walking down the stairs. Whenever I bring something down, for some reason, anytime I bring down a Miller High Life from the fridge in the garage, I come here, I go downstairs. I don't know if it's just something how, I mean, they've been in the fridge for like a month or even more than a month at this point when I bought a 30 pack. And no sooner I sit down here, crack it open, the thing just starts squirting all over the place. I got a problem.
I keep a few select beers in the fridge in the house, but the bulk of everything is out in the shop in the fridge out there. And it's a good 40 yards from the house. So by the time I get up here, say with a 40 or something and crack it, yeah, you got to pretty much chug that first drink to give it room to grow.
Yeah. And since this one here is only a 16-ounce can, a little too small for the Four Loko koozie. So I'm just going to rock
because this one is made for Four Lokos. So it's the perfect size for talls. And, you know, I've been slacking on the 24-ouncers for 24 as we kind of kicked off for this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to make room in the fridge. See, I had it loaded up with like 36 40s of Colt 45.
Yeah, so, those take up a lot of space.
Yeah, so I worked through all them. I drank the last one when we did the St. Patrick's Day Leprechaun. That was my last 40, so I got to, you know.
You got to hit up your buddy over there and tell him it's time to reorder. Mr. Mike. Tell him, hey, buddy, it's time to stock up. Give me another case. That was some good Country Club there, and that Four Loko koozie, which is the Warhead Sour Cosmic Punch branded koozie, does it advance? Wait and find out, because we're going to be revealing
that was a tough one.
A lot of tough matchups here.
Yeah,
starting from the very beginning of this, and I guess what we'll do is, you know what. Escort. We'll go into. I don't want to keep anybody waiting on the bracket because I do have another beverage to crack open here and talk about. But the bracket season, I think we'll kick off with that because from round one, there were a ton of tough matchups out there and decisions that have to be made. And you're like, well, I want to vote for both of them. I like both of these. I want to see them win.
And I jump back and forth, click, and I was like, round one there were some difficult decisions to be made on round one.
Yeah, but a lot of, because, I mean, we had, and that's what we did with our first, you know, preview podcast here with the original bracket here, And as we went through everything, and I'm moving people around here. Oh, look, we're side by side there now, moving all over the place and going through everything. And you have like PBR and hams, a lot of tough choices to go through there as we made it into round two. And I'm putting up the, where's my round two bracket here to see where we were after round one. And okay, going through with some of these drinks and stuff like Rolling Rock, PBR, and the malt liquor bracket is a tough one. You know, I know you love your Colt 45 double malt, but going up against something like St. Ides, King Cobra and Old English.
Yeah.
And in the malt beverage bracket, the new kid, Four Loko Jungle Juice, going up against Four Loko Warheads, Sour Cosmic Punch. I mean, a lot of tough decisions to be made in that bracket as we went along there. So a lot of tough matches, a lot of voting goes into it. And people they're like, man, I don't know what to pick. Which one do I do? And it's, you just got to go with your gut and pick which one that just calls out to you the most. And it's definitely not going to get any easier as we keep moving along here, because we are going to be kicking off on Monday the Sour 16 in the Battle of the Booze tournament here. And there was one matchup in the second round that was a lot closer than I thought it would be. And that was between Four Loko USA and Four Loko Peach. I would have thought that USA would have easily taken that one all the way, because Loko USA made it to the finals last year. I don't know if it was the finals or it was close. It was at the very end. Four Loko USA was in there. And this one was going back and forth, USA, Peach, back and forth. I'm watching the polls go back and forth. But in an upset and a shocker, it was Four Loko Peach that knocked out Four Loko USA from this year's tournament. And I saw that and I'm like, and surprise, and the Peach Four Loko, I was surprised when I tried that last year after. And maybe it was all Lindsay Ryder, because she's the one that had the Four Loko Peach. And when she brought it on the podcast, when we popped her Four Loko Cherry with us, and then I went back and I tried it, and I was like, wow, that is not a bad beverage. And I'll show you here. This is where we're looking at here in the malt beverage bracket for the Sour 16. Okay. You got the new kid, the Jungle Juice, took out the Warheads. I mean, that's a tough matchup between the two there. The Steel Reserve Spiked Orange Soda moves on. Four Loko Gold,
there you go,
beats out the Steel Reserve Watermelon. And then, as we just said, the Four Loko Peach over the Four Loko USA. That's one that I was like, wow, I did not expect that, but but I guess people like the peach.
Yeah, when you know, going into this and looking, I'm just really surprised that USA. I mean, there's
I know. I was like oh, that's a given. I was like, USA, they'll move along. I mean, if USA went up against Gold, I can see that one being a tough one for people to call. But with the peach over it, that was one that I was like, oh wow. So as we are getting closer in that malt beverage bracket now, you have the new kid, the Four Loko Jungle Juice, going up against the Steel Reserve Spiked Orange Soda, Four Loko Gold against Four Loko Peach.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see.
And the Steel Reserve, those are both real similar flavors.
Exactly. That is true. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I think maybe that Jungle Juice has it. It's the new one.
Yeah.
We had it. We liked it. I said it. It came very close to getting the top spot in the power rankings for this year. So maybe could it be the year of the Jungle Juice? It'll be,
yeah.
And it's new, it's fresh in people's minds. I think it's pretty much hit everywhere now, I guess.
Yep.
I think it's been, you know, three, four months now of it. So it's kind of got a, it's got, yeah, I see it now in my travels. So it's getting a full release out there. So will it be the year of Four Loko Jungle Juice? Well,
nice.
We'll see. We'll see. But as we move along in the tournament, we'll go to the malt liquor bracket here, which is pretty standard. I mean, it was the Colt 45 double malt is, I mean, you love it.
Yeah.
We both love it. But the St. Ides is a staple.
Yeah. We're looking at four OGs in the.
Yeah, yeah. You see that. I mean, Mickey's over Jaguar. I mean, that's pretty much a given. I mean, we had the Jaguar.
Power.
Yeah, I mean, the King Cobra in Old English is a tough one, but the Old English is another one that has that power and the legacy. Even, I mean, King Cobra does have a great legacy behind it, too. And then Colt 45 over the Hurricane High Gravity. I mean, it's Colt 45. It works every time. It's a former champion, so you have your
that matchup between King Cobra and Old English is that's a good matchup. Both of those are solid. But you know, like you said, tradition and legacy is going to overtake it all, and that's what we're looking at here.
Yeah, you just look at the four that are left there: St. Ides, Mickey's, Old English, and Colt 45. I mean, that's like your four. If you were to call. And looking at that original lineup there, you could probably say, okay, those are going to be the four that are going to be left when it gets to later in the tournament. But those are some tough ones to call too. I mean, St. Ides and Mickey's, and Old English and Colt 45. I mean, you have people that are big fans of every one of those.
You're correct.
So correct. Get out there and make sure you get out there, you vote. Get out there, tell your friends to vote in the tournament and have your voice heard and get those favorites out there. You don't miss out. Don't be sleeping like this guy over here. You know, like, oh shit, I missed the
totally
shit, did. I missed the tournament. What I've been doing here.
I missed that whole round,
Yeah, but it's okay. So, moving along to the other side of the bracket in our beers, Old Milwaukee takes out PBR Extra, I'm not surprised because I mean Old Milwaukee is a classic. It's kind of had an easy run.
It has, so far. Yeah.
I mean, going against Schaefer, I can see it over that, over the PBR Extra. That PBR Extra is more of it's not a different beer, but it's not as well known. It's not as
everywhere either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People know the regular PBR.
Long time since I've seen it.
Yeah,
I get it, but I like it pretty good. But yeah. Old Milwaukee is another standard. It's another.
Yeah, it's an old school favorite. That's one and as I told people, I said, don't pay attention to the actual seeding numbers on here.
Right.
Because for the bum wine bracket, I had somebody reach out and say, how is Night Train a number 15 seed? I'm like, it was randomized seeding. We went over this in the podcast when we did the preview episode. I said, ooh, there you go. Efren, that's for you, buddy. But yeah, just this randomized with how these lined up with seeding. So don't worry too much about that. And then Coors over the Genesee Cream Ale. And it's hard to beat the banquet beers. Bud Ice and Miller High Life. Miller High Life takes that one. So your Miller High Life you got hiding over there is still living on for now. And yep. Rolling Rock against PBR. PBR moves on. I mean, PBR, like I said, that PBR Hams battle is a close one. But I think the PBR has the legacy behind it and the more notoriety over Hams. I mean, I love Hams, but I think more people will see PBR and pick that. Because I still have some people that are like, what's Hams?
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't know. You should know because it's good. It's good. You should.
Yeah.
You should be.
You know, Boxer was out and about more in the stores and than being so regional as it is.
Yeah.
I think they could have beat Genesee.
Yeah.
But Genesee's one of those people in the name, and maybe that, you know, people don't hear Boxer.
Yeah.
But Boxer's a really good beer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's out there and it's cheap. You know, when you can get a 36 pack for $20, and people said they can get that for even cheaper in other places, depending on what state you're in, you can't beat that. So going into the next round here, we have Old Milwaukee versus Coors Banquet. It's a tough one, and an even tougher matchup between Miller High Life and Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear
those are. Yeah, those are two tough matchups. I think the High Life and PBR one is a lot tougher than the first one, but both of them are going to be tough ones. So make sure you get out there and vote in the beers out there because it's tough. They're all classics. They're all old school stuff that we say that it's still out there. It's still available. You can still pick it up. And try it over there, but let's see. Oh, you got to refill your koozie there.
I'm not gonna put this one in the koozie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave this one out.
Yeah, there it is. Hey, still alive. Colt 45 is alive out there. So, could this be the year that we see another Colt 45 victory? You never know.
Yeah, buddy.
You never know. Could happen. So last but not least, we'll go to the bottom shelf and the Bumwine region of the tournament here as we have Thunderbird moving on over MD 2020 Dragon Fruit, the Wild Irish Rose Red over the MD 2020 Banana Red, the battle of the Reds there. MD 2020, the MD 2020, the Bling Bling Blue Raspberry over the Electric Melon, and then in one that's going to upset a lot of people that are going to be sad, the MD 2020 Orange Jubilee over the Night Train Express. Yeah. That's one. A lot of people were pushing for the Night Train. People were just saying, "Oh, is this the year? This is the year of the Night Train. We're gonna." Get it, but it's tough going up against something like the Orange Jubilee. It's tough. People that are there's a big group that are big MD 2020 fans and drinkers, so you'll get them voting for anything MD 2020. So,
and not knowing our age group of our demographic that's voting, you know, if it's a younger. They're not going to know what Night Train is, but no.
Exactly. The MD 2020, you can get that. That's readily available. Yeah. You can go into a store today and pick that up. A lot of these varieties right off any shelf and pick one up. But the Night Train, I mean, as we say, unless you're out there searching on the bottom of that dirty floor trying to find that bottle, I mean, it's you won't know. And it's really...
Yeah.
The Night Train is always for the old school drinkers that know about it. And if you haven't been within the last 5 or 6 years, you won't really know anything about the Night Train other than that it's a song by Guns N' Roses. And And then people don't even realize that that's about the Night Train Express either.
Sure is. Sure is.
Yeah, I've seen that too. When people are like, "Oh wait, that's about this cheap wine, Night Train Express." I'm like, "Yes, yes. Do you listen to the lyrics?" But rounding out the bottom shelf here, we're gonna have Thunderbird against Wild Irish Rose Red. That's a battle of the two classics there, yep. And then the battle of the MD2020s. The Bling Bling Blue Raspberry against the Orange Jubilee. So two tough matchups there.
Yeah, I'm going to struggle.
It's
hard decisions.
It is. It's tough. It's tough to go through these, especially at this point now when there's only a handful left in each bracket. You're like, okay, yeah. Well, which one do I pick? Which one do I go for? And you go from there and see, okay, which one is going to get the backing of the people. So here's a look at your full, updated 2024 bumwinebob.com Battle of the Booze tournament bracket, as we are getting closer and closer to that champion right there in the middle.
Yeah.
There's 16 left. And they're going to battle it down to become this year's champion. So once the polls open, get out there, get voting, tell your friends. If you have a favorite you want to see, then get out there, share it.
Yep.
Put the links out there and spread it along, because it's the people out there. You get to vote. This is your right to vote right here in this bracket. As you're sitting at home watching the March Madness on your TV, just pick up your phone, hit the link, head over to battleofthebooze.net, and you can vote. So tell your friends to check it out.
Don't miss out, motherfuckers.
See, you had to say it right as I was drinking there.
But, yeah, I'm good.
timing is your specialty,
yeah.
Over there. But as we said, that the MD 2020 is getting a big push, and people seem to be getting behind that.
Yeah,
it's also because they're the only one out there that's actively releasing new flavors, and as we said. The last few weeks, after we were the ones with the breaking news here on this podcast, before MD 2020 themselves announced this new MD 2020 Spiked that was available in select markets. You heard it here first, folks. We were the ones that stumbled across it, revealed it a week later. Then MD 2020 is finally putting posts on their social media saying, hey, we have a new flavor in select markets. And then they sent over the said markets, and we're like, oh shit, it's not near us.
Yeah.
But luckily, since we have people out there on the streets looking around for this stuff, we have a good friend of the show that goes by Creative Accidents. That is a friend of this show. He joined us in the chat for the 10th anniversary special. And he's also good friends with our friends over at Uncle the Podcast with Aaron and Uncle. And I had teased it last week that I said he was going to be sending over a care package my way for myself and Aaron and Uncle to try out on their show. So we did do that. You can check that out in their podcast feed for Uncle the Podcast. But before we get into that, I did want to share the message that he sent me when he found this, because this was interesting what he said to me here. And let's see, where'd the other one go? I had both of them in here. Let me put the other one back up here, because this was the one he had sent here that he was out there searching And he sent me this message on Twitter saying he went to 15 different places, not easy to attain. And he was, as you can see, the picture of with the store that he eventually, I guess that's a picture of the store he eventually found it in. You can tell the kind of area that he's in. And I
love
a second.
I love that last message.
Yeah, because what did he say here? I'm pulling it up here. I had both of them in here. I don't know where it went, but he said, where was it here? Okay. I had to go to the hood and said, I have a newfound respect for you because it was really hard to find these lower shelf treats.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh man, that's awesome. So he said, okay, send it over to me. And then he sent a picture of the tracking number, and the description of goods he put in there was grapefruit juice. So people that are always asking, like, how do you send this stuff around? And I said this when I was talking with Aaron and Uncle on their show. I said, just don't tell them that it's alcohol in the box. It's that simple. If you don't tell them, you say it's juice, or somebody in their chat was saying, I'll just say it's like olive oil or something. Just whatever, something that's liquid, that's not alcohol, and there's no problem. Just send it out. Once you say alcohol, then you set off the red flag with it there. But so he found it. So once again, I mean, shout out to him for going out there searching and finding it, and then sending it over here. And there it is. There's the bottle there. The 20%. MD-2020 spiked. Yes, so it's more than the regular 13% of the regular MD-2020.
So they're getting back to
like the original
2020. Yeah,
the original. So I don't know if this is just for this one, or if, since they say this is a test and it's in test markets, if they're seeing if people are looking for this 20% and sweet taste, smooth finish, hard bite. And the question was, what exactly is the flavor of this? And the back of the bottle here does say here, it says red grape wine. And we know that there is a flavor of MD-2020 called just red grape wine, which was what Dimples in the Beard brought along when they joined us a few weeks back on the podcast. They picked up just the MD-2020 red grape wine, which has always been just the standard red wine, basic, like similar to like you always say, like the Manischewitz of it, just a regular grape wine. But so I was saying, like, what is the flavor of this? What exactly does this taste like? I don't know why, for whatever reason, when I first saw it, I was thinking of like a hard tea flavor to it, something like that. Because I heard spiked, and you're like, oh, and Arnold Palmer spiked, a twisted tea, something like that. So I cracked it open this past week with Aaron and Uncle on their podcast, and you can hear our review of it there, and you might see on the feed this week the clips from that show. But as we always say here, it takes more than one try to really get the hang of what the flavor is for it. So I brought along here to try out, which, and if you see this here, he sent this over in this little green, like he really packaged this well. It was in this little green like produce cover or something, in the plastic wrap, in bags, and that's really fishnet. Great packaging. Yeah, little fishnet thing. Yeah, for this thing here, because I'm like, look at this thing. Yeah, this here. So, I just thought he did a great job with it. They're really taking the time to pack. I mean, nothing against you. Your nesting boxes of the Four Loko Jungle Juice made it here in one piece, so you did a great job with that. But it was just interesting to see. So what I'm going to do here today, since I've already cracked it open, I've already tried it once, with that. I'm going to give it another shot here today.
So as you're moving the bottle, I can see the color.
Yeah.
Really good. And it is just like the classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to know what's different.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking. Cause I'm like, okay, it says red grape wine. And I'm like, well, you have a red grape wine already. That's just the 13%. What's the difference of this other than it being a 20%? You say sweet taste, smooth finish, hard bite. So essentially, let me crack this open here again. I'm going to give it another swig here, second round, and then I'll give you my thoughts of what it is. So there it is. MD 2020 spiked, the new kid on the block right here on Bumming with Bobcat. So cheers.
Cheers.
All right. So, okay. So you see my face. It's not, I'm not making the I smell poop face or anything like that. So, it's not bad, but I have to say it does taste just like a red wine, just a lot sweeter. So it's essentially, I was comparing it to like a dessert wine. That's more of it's got more of a sweeter taste to it, and you can taste it like on your teeth as you're drinking it, like the sweetness to it. And I compared it to, I did with the Grocery Gamblers a few months back. We did a trifecta of wines, and one of them was the Stella Rosa red wine, and it was like a somewhat carbonated wine. Now this one isn't carbonated, don't get me wrong with that, but it had a lot sweeter taste. It's not too dry, but it's got a sweet taste to it. So it's not bad. It's just something that you can't really drink a lot of in a sitting.
Okay.
Because with stuff like the Orange Jubilee or the Blue Raspberry, you can start sipping. And next thing you know, you're halfway down a bottle. And you're like, oh shit, I gotta slow down before this gets out of control, because it's not meant to be. You're not meant to drink a 750 bottle of
especially 20% now.
Yeah, especially with that and increasing the alcohol content with it. So I tried it.
Are you getting the alcohol follow at all? Unlike the other Mad Dogs?
It's very slim. You can taste it, but it's not overpowering.
Yeah, so all right.
That's where I think it could get you in trouble. But I think with the sweetness of it, you can't drink too much of it at once. So
let me ask you this. If you didn't present the bottle and nobody knew it was MD 2020 and you had it wrapped up in a dinner napkin, and you were serving it cold into a fancy wine glass, could you pull it off and fake somebody out?
I think so. I think you could. I think you could pass it off for something.
That tells me a lot right there.
Yeah, I think you could. I mean, now it could still be a lot sweeter for some people. Mm-hmm. That if you like that dry wine, which some people do. I mean, I'm not a big fan. I like my wine to have a little bit of a sweetness to it when a regular wine. So I have a friend who's big into wines, and when I go over there, he's like, oh, here, he gets like some wine of the month thing, and he's like, hey, you got to try this out. And I had one a few weeks ago when I was over there, and I'm like, okay, this one's pretty good. It's sweet, but not like those dry ones that it's just like you take a sip and you're like, isn't this supposed to be like refreshing at least a little bit? Yeah. But
almost like but, a Chardonnay, it really just tarts your mouth.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I know it's different drinking a wine compared to
something like this on the spiked tea that we were thinking then.
Exactly. Yeah, that's when I saw that spiked, I'm like, oh man, is this like a tea flavor?
Yeah.
And yeah. And because Four Loko sent out a tweet saying like, oh, this is what a hard tea looks like when they showed their the pregame tea yeah. that they have. And I yeah. saw that and I was like, wait, are they shooting a shot at, you know, MD? Because this was right after they started posting about this new flavor. So I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, is this like we got shots fired here? But I guess not, because it's not. Maybe they're probably going against, you know, Twisted Tea or, you know, one of those other ones.
We're looking at a triangle here because we were thinking the pregame to spike them MD 2020 and come down here. Who else released press on a new flavor? Pirate Water.
That's true. And that, yeah, they have their Wicked Tea now, the Pirate Water, which, you know, we've tried all of them now, the Pirate Waters, and Pirate Water got bounced out first round for the couple that were in. That's just tournament. They were in there, they were in, and they were out. So there was no luck there with the Pirate Water. But
like the Bushwhackers in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, come in.
They walked in one side of the ring and out the other.
That's all, yep. Coming through there. So that shows what people think of that. But yeah, Pirate Water did announce a Wicked Tea flavor right after we finished the four we had. And then just like everything else, every time it seems like we finish a lineup of something, these places then decide, okay, we're going to release a new flavor now. Like we do the Four Loko pregame power rankings. Sooner than later, you bring up saying, oh, they should have a sour Cosmic Punch flavor.
Well, kinda,
and it shows up.
We've been doing this so long. We've been talking about this and doing this so long. It's like we already know. We already know what's going to happen without knowing, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like we're just in tune with.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they would just, you know, send it our way and give us the info, it would make it even better. Like, hey, you know, should we be having to go getting our buddies to send us the MD 2020 spiked? No, we should be having it sent over here.
And over here, we can do the reveal.
Send it over this way. Send it this way, and we'll give it a shot and see here.
Because we're pushing half this shit twice as hard as them selling it.
Exactly. We're out here. We're drinking it. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
We're spreading the good word to the people. And if they would just get behind it and just then repush, and MD 2020 did share, you know, the one reel we did when we revealed it with the with Dimples and the Beard, and that got some traction, some following, and actually gained a few followers from that, of people seeing the reel and saying, oh, hey, these guys like MD 2020. Then they come on.
That was a classic moment. I mean, sitting here watching that unfold, because we were going in to talk about something totally different. When you brought up that website and I instantly seen that look on your face, I'm like, oh, what the fuck's he looking at?
Like, oh, there's something on here. There's something good.
Yeah. That's how long we've been doing this.
I know. Yeah. And it was like, oh, yeah, let me look at the flavors and see. We're just talking about flavors of MD 2020.
You just locked up.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, because you can watch the clip, and the clip I put out there, I didn't edit that one part. And I literally stopped in the middle of a sentence, and I was like, whoa, wait. We have some news here. And everybody's like, those guys are probably like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
Yeah.
And then once I brought it up, we're like, oh, shit, we got a new flavor out here. This is amazing. We weren't expecting this today. And then next thing you know, there it is. It's out there. It's on the website. And now it's right here, the new MD 2020 spiked. So let's see. Let's see if this does make its way to getting a full release. it's good. I gave it in my rating on Uncle's show. I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Oh, that's solid
for it. I think Aaron gave it a 7, and Uncle gave it a 9, I believe. So that's not bad.
That's,
I mean, it's saying it's a good drink. It'll be interesting to see if people take a liking to it, because I think it's kind of not a bait and switch with it, but you see the name The Spiked, and you're not expecting just a sweeter wine with it.
Like we're sitting in the boardroom coming up with the name for this 20% MD 2020. We're going back to our roots, how we started. Because if I ain't mistaken, the 2020 stood for 20 ounces, 20%.
Yeah, I know for sure. Wrong. I know for sure it was at least, I know it was 20%. I know was what it was originally. Yeah.
So I don't know, because you can. I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's how it went. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
And so, all right, what are we gonna call it? I can see these guys brainstorming, and you know, hold that bottle up again, because the logo and the coloring and that gold and all that, it just hits Spike.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice looking.
Hold your eyes away from the stigma of MD 2020.
Yeah.
You just see the Spiked.
Yeah.
You know.
But then you see something like this.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy has a pineapple with sunglasses on it. That's cool though. I mean, it's funny. You compare the two of these.
But we know. All right. So we're in the bump lines. This is, you know, bottom shelf. Fortified wine.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see it there, but that's the 13% it says there, right at the bottom of that one there.
That pineapple is good shit, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that is it. That is good. It is good. But it's like, if you see the Spiked on the shelf between a pineapple and a bling bling blue raspberry, you know, it's a blue raspberry that has a gold chain that says bling bling. I mean, who doesn't like to see that?
Yeah.
And the other flavors that are out there. I mean, this just says,
back when the pineapple, we're in the late of 2019, and MD 2020 is teasing. And we find out that it's going to be gold. Limited edition gold. Right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's perfect. And, you know, we, like always, we find something new, we hear about something new, we go out searching. And the wonder and the beautiful thing about the hunt and trying to find it, and when I found it, and I did a YouTube review on it back then, and I actually watched it the other day, you know, that 4 years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that, but
no,
you know, it was supposed to be a limited edition. Now it's a full run. They call it pineapple.
Yeah.
It's a solid flavor.
Yeah. I was going to say it's kind of a more of a similar bottle with the writing of this one, the gold to the Spiked there, similar in the thing. But if you see this and you see a pineapple with sunglasses, I mean, people might be drawn more towards the pineapple, not knowing exactly what this Spiked is, unless you look at the back and you look at it and it's like, oh,
I get scared of the Spiked.
Yeah, or you see, you pick it up and you look at it like, oh, red grape wine. Oh, this is just a basic wine. Because most of the time, if you're picking up an MD 2020, you're going because you want some sort of a flavor with it. If it's, you know, pineapple, orange, blue raspberry.
Yeah,
melon, banana red, strawberry, banana peaches red, and cream. Yeah. I mean, a ton. I mean, it's a shit ton of flavors.
And they're all solid.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you see this, I mean, yeah, you see spiked and it's 20%, then you might be drawn to that a little bit more just because of the curiosity of it.
Yeah.
But will you go back again for it after is the question? Because you'll go back again for a golden pineapple.
Yep.
You see that, you're like, oh shit, I like that. I'll go back and pick this up. If I was to go back again for the spiked, I mean, it's
you
want
to know how bad I am. All right, so everybody can relate to this. You go to the fridge, look for something to eat, and say you grab a raw hot dog or a piece of bologna, and you kind of just eat that while you're looking for something in the fridge to eat. All right, I've got a bottle of MD 2020 in the fridge that when I sit there and open it up, I just take a little drink of it and put it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're like, okay, what am I drinking today? Okay, let me crack this open. Yeah, what am I drinking today? Oh, hey, here, let me crack this open quick.
Yeah, Orange Jubilee and the pineapple and the banana red. Those are my three tops that I keep in the fridge that I pull on at least one or two times a day.
Okay.
Religiously.
Yeah.
There's always one in the fridge.
Hey, the Orange Jubilee, you can start that in the morning. It's orange juice.
Absolutely.
You wake up.
Madmosa.
Yeah, you want your Madmosa, pick that up there. Or, you know, you put your coffee on in the morning while you're waiting for it to brew. Yeah.
I think about this all the time. You see the Instagram reels and stuff where people are making mimosas and they have just a minimum amount of orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
They see you can put the minuscule amount in.
Yeah.
With Orange Jubilee, you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Much you want in that shit.
Yeah, exactly. It's alcohol on alcohol. So you're getting double the pleasure, double the fun right there.
The same wonderful taste.
Yeah. 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 You can't tell the difference. I mean, unless you're one of those people that loves, you know, fresh orange juice, but if you were comparing like Orange Jubilee to like a Sunny D type orange juice, like that like fake like orange juice,
it's better than that. Orange Jubilee is fresher than your Sunny D.
Yeah, I agree.
It just depends on what store it was sitting in, but I guarantee it's probably newer than the Sunny D was.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It has a longer shelf life too.
I think it's like eternity.
So it'll be interesting to see if this MD 2020 spiked sticks around, if it does get a full release, or if they come out with other varieties of MD 2020 spike down the line. And does this mean they're going to go back to the 20% alcohol and maybe finding a way to go up against something like a Four Loko that took over a lot of the market of the bottom shelf beverages?
Yeah.
When you could get a can of Four Loko, 13.9, regular MD 13, so you're at the same alcohol level, but you get a bigger bottle of MD 2020 for a little bit more. So, and it's not carbonated either, the MD. Yeah. So it has that going for it compared to, unless you're picking up like the pre-games
and that. MD 2020 is fun to pass around. And share with your friends.
This you can open this today, and you don't have to drink all of it right now. The Four Loko, you crack open that can. I mean, yes, it's only a 23.5 ounce can, whatever it is. But since it's carbonated, you have to drink that in one sitting. Otherwise, it's going to go flat. You can still pick it up the next morning and finish it. Pound it down, get through it, but it's not the same. This you can pick up today, tomorrow, a week from now, and finish it off. So
awesome.
So yeah, hey, that's the MD 2020 spike. That's our the second review of it there. And as I said, you can check out my full appearance with Aaron and Uncle on Uncle the Podcast on their live stream they did on their podcast. You know, I've been deemed the drinker on that show, and I'm that's the second time now in a few weeks I've been on there with those guys, and we're kind of making it a regular appearance. They wanted me to hop on with them to keep them informed of everything going on in the world of the bottom shelf, and bringing along any other beverages that I come across that might be interesting. So stay tuned for more of that, and you'll probably see some clips and maybe part of the recording from that episode show up on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and on the podcast feed later this week. So, there we go. Stay tuned for that, and give those guys a follow.
I'd like to mention that if you really want a good listen or a good podcast, you can go to Uncle when you guys usually got together around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And those are some classics. I mean, some good shows from the very first time you were on there. When it gets to that time of year, it's almost like a Christmas tradition now.
It is. We try now. It's been like five or actually probably more than five, like seven or it's like 7 years, I think, of and we try to do at least a we would try to do at least a Christmas episode. We're doing like a springtime episode as well for a few years too. And now it's just kind of a monthly deal or something along those lines or whenever we come across this, because we didn't expect to do this. I did the pirate water with them. I did the last one I had, the margarita with those guys. And we did that episode and I'm like, okay, I'll go out, get searching. When I find something, I'll let you guys know. And then lo and behold, our friend Creative Accidents reaches out and says, hey, I found this. I'm sending it to you guys. And I'm like, okay, well, my job's done. I don't have to search for anything now. So as we said with that, you never know what's going to come across. Yeah. That's somebody out there doing the work, hitting the streets. Yeah. I really do appreciate that. You know, people that will say, hey, I found something. Let me send it over to you.
It puts a little special place in my heart to hear.
I know.
Like our hard work is influencing people to go out and put in that little bit of effort. And like he said, it's no easy task.
No, you got to go into some shady areas sometimes. You got some questionable situations.
It's the hunt. It's trying to find it. And then finally finding it and that excitement you feel, you know, I guarantee he couldn't get his phone out quick enough to take that picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To let you know.
Yeah. Because I'm like, at first I'm like, wait, you found, because I was like, oh, I found the MD-2020. And I'm like, okay, well maybe it was some other flavor. Maybe he didn't realize what we were looking for. And then he sends a picture of it with the bottle in his hand. I'm like, no, that's it. That's the shit right there. That's the one.
I mean,
yeah, exactly. And we have some other stuff in the pipeline here too. Probably post the Battle of the Booze that another friend sent over that was out searching and heard myself and Roadhouse talking about something that we couldn't find, and he picked it up, sent it over my way. I just have to send the care package over to Roadhouse with the goodies, and then we'll be able to try that as well on the podcast. So I'm not saying you have to send stuff over, but if you find something in your travels, you know, let us know. As you said, we're always looking for new stuff to try, new drinks, new concoctions.
You guys feel listen free. To us week after week. You know what we talk about. If you see something that you've never heard us say, you know, hit us up.
Yeah. And it might be something that's out there and you might just be walking past the shelf, not realizing that it's there. So, you never know. So yeah. Hey, keep your eyes peeled out there. Keep searching that bottom shelf to see what you can find out there. And
yeah, we definitely appreciate the work you guys are putting in.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
No problem.
It takes the, like you said, we have our OG crew and the day ones, as you like to call it, that are the group that's always with us here every week, you know, listening to the podcast, watching along, having the drinks with us there, out there voting in the 2024 Battle of the Booze Tournament here as we're getting ready to kick off the Sour 16 polls are next up in this year's tournament. So it's tough. I know it's tough. I know it's tough matchups out there. A lot of tough ones to call, a lot of favorites to vote on. So don't forget to get out there, get those votes in. Every vote counts. Tell your friends. I'm sorry that the night train could not.
Right, there's a perfect example of democracy.
Yeah, look at that. I mean, you can vote there. I mean, Four Loco USA not making it along this year. I said that was the biggest. I think that's the biggest shocker.
Yeah.
Of this year's tournament right now.
Yeah.
Is the Four Loco USA getting knocked out by Four Loco Peach? But that's why we do it every year. You got to keep it interesting.
Yeah.
Every year, different matchups, different drinks make their way through. Sometimes people are feeling this drink over that drink. So
every year I say the same thing. This is the kickoff to summer.
Mm-hmm.
This Battle of the Booze bracket and this March Madness, you know, this kicks off party season. You know, we're moving into the next realm. Daylight saving times for me changed.
Yep.
Feel good, you know.
I know it's light out.
By the time you get done with your work day, you don't feel like shit anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the time of year. Get out and vote. This is
exactly
awesome.
Yeah. The sun's out.
The buzz is just in waiting. The air.
I know we're just waiting for that weather, that temperature to really fully make its turn. It's been teasing. We're getting some nice days. But then you wake up and then it's like 25 degrees outside.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell is this? It was 60.
Yeah.
It was almost 70 the other day, last weekend, and then today it's 25 degrees and it's mid 30s and pouring rain all day.
Yeah.
So we're getting there. Cool, we're getting there. Springtime. Yeah. I mean, we're officially in spring now.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for the weather to catch up with it there. And see, so
get you another pull on that thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one more here.
I'm gonna through you right now.
Yeah, exactly. To cap it off here, got there. Don't forget to which side am I on? I'm over here. The MD 2020 spiked here. The red grape wine, just a little bit sweeter. I didn't do a side by side comparison, but maybe that's next to compare the spiked red grape wine to the standard MD 2020 red grape wine to see what exactly is the difference. So
7%.
Yeah. See? Hey, who said we're not a math podcast? You see?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about science.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do chemistry experiments.
I do. I mean, look at that. I mean, if you look at the shit I have in front of me here, just from random weeks, you know, I got the empty pregame here. I still got the, I'm knocking shit over. I got the empty 40
of the Hulk
there. Got that. I got pirate water cans here. I got Keystone Light cans and koozies here. I got Miller High Life.
Technically, your basement probably smells like your average pub.
Pretty much,
yeah.
And I got this. You know, I've been drinking on this quarter horse.
I looked for that the other day. You know that I was in the town where that is made, and I still couldn't find it.
Man,
that's ridiculous. See?
Yeah, I've been taking a real liking to this. Just some nice, just pouring out a little bit over ice, just to sip on a little bit there.
Yeah.
So yeah, between that and the other. Know shooters of stuff down here, so this is it's like a chemistry lab down here.
Yeah.
So So you never know what you're gonna get here.
Strain in the membrane.
Yeah. See, look, he's got the B-boy hat on over there, the Four Loko bucket hat, just in time for pool season. There, you get your hat there and your Four Loko float, and you'll be good to go.
Float, skateboard,
mm-hmm.
flag, Four Loko.
Yeah, you get all this stuff. All this stuff. I think. Yeah, did they announce
get all that merch yourself?
Yeah, I think that they did release a whole line of Jungle Juice t-shirts and stuff. I saw. I got the email for with that, but no new other like goodies like koozies or stuff yet. So holding out for that stuff there. Like so this. See, yeah, you know, you see, you got it's that. I know. See, there's the your stickers there. So definitely. So as we said, be sure to vote in the 2024 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze tournament. You can hit it up at battleofthebooze.net. You can go right there, vote in whatever bracket is active at that time, and tell your friends to join in the fun there. So on that note, I think that will do it us here for this week. The Battle of the Booze MD 2020 spiked. Get voting in the Sour 16 of the Battle of the Booze tournament. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, rate, review, Bug with Bob Cat on all your comments too. Yes, yes. Even if it's comments from bots or whatnot. If you saw the one that said alcohol is poison, which I'm assuming is or somebody else was quoting John 3:16 and doing like some Bible verses for us the other day. So thank you. Hey, smash that subscribe button on the YouTube channel. We're trying to grow that. We were neglecting it for years and years, but we're trying to get back on that horse and get the following out there. Tell your friends to check it out. Fun with Bobcat. Don't forget to vote. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers. Motherfucker!
I need a beer.